I just needed this particular groove to activate it. Not too laid back, not too jacking, just right, Nami. It won't be long before there's no room to really get busy, Nami. Spilled cocktails won't let the baby powder do its thing, you know. But before that, slowly begin to move. This is how it starts.
See, I don't want to waste no categories. I ain't got no money blues. I ain't got no job blues. I ain't got no woman blues. Hell, them the same thing. If I can get me a job, I can make me some money. I can call me a lady. I'd be doing a whole bunch better. So I put them all in the same category. But I wrote other pieces of blues information. Because what had happened was that I had found out later on, unfortunately, in my education about people like Langston Hughes, about people like Sterling Brown, about people like County Cullen, Dean Tolman, and Claude McKay. And these people had taken the blues as a poetry form back in the 20s and the teens during the Harlem Renaissance, and they had fine-tuned the blues. They had sanded it down so that it became a remarkable sort of an art form. But what happened is that in many instances, we didn't learn about that. We learned about the kind of poetry that nobody could understand. Like on 17th Street, 9th Avenue, when I was a teenager, man, we didn't want to hear nothing about poetry. Somebody say something about poetry, we say, oh yeah, where's he at? Thing going on over here. Because we was into shooting the jumper. That was damn near all. So in the 9th grade, like a teacher sneaked up on us with these pieces of paper on the table. Told everybody to read them and then tell them what we thought about it. I said, well, it's all right. It's not bad. I looked at the boy and boy said, what now? Outside the wall, I see the shadow of an empty thing. I said, well, God damn, where is this again? What now? Outside the wall. In the back of the room, somebody said, hey, this must be me. As you know, like, this must be me.
Sit down.